Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. On the line with us is our football expert, man. He knows the sport. The great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
Ross, I'm really trying to rack my brain. Am I right that you were not really dying to see Wentz brought back so soon? Is that the way I remember it? You wanted to make sure before you brought him back?
No, I mean, I think, like everybody, I wanted to make sure he's healthy as can be for the next 10, 12 years. But
right.
I actually was more just confused by the entire Eagles process leading up to this point.
Right.
Yeah, I remember him the first couple of days of training camp in July looking awesome and practicing fully, and then they kind of put him on ice for a month.
Yep.
And then they had him practicing it. I thought the whole process was strange, and I hadn't seen anything like it, but I also remember talking to you about how they had new team doctors. I thought it was really weird that the surgeon talked to John Clark from NBC Sports Philly and said, yeah, I don't think he'll be ready soon. I mean, the whole thing has been a little bit bizarre to me, but here we are. He's healthy. He's playing. I don't, you know, really know what the difference was between this Sunday and last Sunday in Tampa. You know, I always think that's interesting, right? Like, okay, so what happened in the past week? Like, that was, did he eat magic beans this week? And that was the difference. I never know how they finally give a guy clearance like that. It's like, okay. But I don't know, people that know say that he looked better in his pregame workouts and they felt more comfortable. So fingers crossed, because the last thing any of us want would be for him to ever get hurt again. You know, we've seen that happen with some other quarterbacks, and that would be awful.
All right, I want to use you today, Ross, as a offensive lineman, which you did very well for a long time in the NFL. So let's start with this. Carson Wentz comes back. Is the first thought of somebody protecting him to be even more focused because you want to make sure you're not the one that allows that first big hit?
It is, because I bet you I think that there's no doubt in my mind that Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, has probably said that to these guys.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, guys, it's our guy's first game back. We all know how important he is. I want everyone to be locked in, laser-focused this week. That's why I think the Eagles will come out and the offensive line will play their best game of the year so far, because I think they know that. And, look, it's not your child, Angelo. You know, you're not going to protect him like it's your child. But you almost feel that way. I mean, they know he's the guy that took him to the promised land. He's the guy that really was the biggest reason why they have those rings on their fingers. And they all love him. I mean, I've talked to them. They all love the guy because he's like the nicest guy in the world, and he's an awesome player. It's a good combination for Wentz. And so I think those guys will do – I mean, they already play as well as they can. They already play as hard as they can. But, yeah, whether it's subconscious or it's something they talk about, my guess is something that they talk about, I'm expecting a almost flawless performance from the Eagles' offensive line.
Wow. Love that answer. Here's the next thing. All right. The one thing Wentz really mastered before he got injured last year was the red zone. His numbers in the red zone are mind-boggling. 24 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. You're in the huddle with Carson Wentz in the red zone. Do you feel differently? Do you feel more confident because he's got that history?
You know, I wonder, Angelo, in all sincerity, I wonder how many of the offensive linemen or the players even know that.
Really?
Even know that stat. I mean, I think they know he's good. They probably don't remember him throwing a pick down there because he hasn't. They know that he can score. I don't know, though, that they know those statistics. You know, the coach doesn't stand up there and say, we got 24, Carson has 24 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in the red zone. I don't think it really works that way. My biggest thing to watch, and I think everybody should keep an eye on this, what stood out to me for him last year, really the last couple of years, if you remember, My biggest concern about Carson, the last 2 years we've been talking, was that he took shots that he shouldn't take. Mm. You know, he would try to extend plays. He would try to stand tall in the pocket when I thought he should throw the ball away more often than he did. And obviously his mobility is a big plus. I'm going to be really curious, Angelo, to see, does he get rid of the ball faster? Is he quicker to throw it away? Which I don't think is a bad thing. I don't want Eagles fans to look and say, oh, man, he's scared. You know, he's throwing the ball away. No. I think that's a good thing. We don't want this guy taking some of the shots that he allowed himself to take the last couple of years. Now, look, sometimes you'd say, what's he doing? Then he pops out of seven dudes against the Redskins for one of the awesomest plays I've ever seen. So you got to take the good with the bad. But that's the thing I'm most curious about. Is he quicker to get rid of the ball? Does he avoid some of those shots that we really don't want him taking? And we'll see how quick he is to tuck it down and actually run. And if he does run, gosh, I hope he's learned to slide and not take any of those shots.
I got to tell you, Rush, you're right on a great point. There was a loop yesterday. They showed a whole bunch of the red zone touchdowns that he was a part of. And a lot of them, he bought a little extra time just so that he could get somebody, especially Ertz, open in the end zone, but then absorb the hit, right? Now, here's the thing. You are either a competitor or you're life preservation. It's one or the other, right, Ross? You're in that moment knowing you got to buy an extra second but might take a hit. Can you reprogram your brain and just throw it away and give up the opportunity? Is that hard for a guy like Wentz to do?
It is hard, but I think if you look over time, I think as quarterbacks get older, smarter, wiser, they do a better job of knowing when to say when, whether it's throwing the ball away or sliding. And I don't think sliding makes you any less of a competitor, right? So there's two different things there. There's running to throw, you know, scrambling, buying time to throw. And I think that he'll still do that. I hope that when he runs, he slides. And, you know, he got hurt running.
Yeah, he did.
Now, the thing is you get down near the goal line or it's third and seven and you're diving for the first down, that's tough to do. But I hope at least he's smart enough to know to slide when he already gets the first down or when there's no more yards there. And we'll see, because that's never really been his nature. You know, you don't do that in high school. You don't really do that in college. So to your point, Angelo, it's like, how do you have a guy change how he's done it? But there are guys too. I mean, seems like, at least maybe until this year, Russell Wilson always found a way to slide or get out of bounds. And there are quarterbacks that kind of have that natural feel for that. Let's hope that that's been a point of emphasis for him.
All right, I had two things from last week's game that are haunting me. You have an eagle eye for this stuff. On the fourth down play, did Zach Ertz get that first down? It wasn't even challenged. I thought he had it easy. Would you say?
I did not think he got it. And more importantly, I did not think that they almost never overturn spots. Like, I think it's, you know, my guess, Angelo, is that the analytics guy was in Doug's ear saying, Doug, you know, he might have gotten it, but, you know, they reverse spots, you know, 2% of the time or 5% of the time. Meanwhile, having that timeout for after we get a stop and get the ball back gives us a 9% better chance. I don't know.
And then it'll be down to 2% when you run three running plays.
I guarantee you they break it down like that, Russ. I guarantee it. They really do. They literally have the percentages.
They know the value of having that. They know the value of having that timeout for sure.
Right.
And they know the value. They know the percentage chance that challenging a spot actually works, which is very, very minimal.
Right.
And so I think that, like they do a lot of times with going for it on fourth down, with what they do in the draft, they play the numbers.
All right, the other one I want to ask you about is Jalen Mills. Not just the first play. The play that got the Buccaneers the first down that ended the Eagles shot. The guy's 17 yards down the field, Ross, and Mills is giving him another 10 yards. Jackson, right? Are you looking at Mills now and wondering if he should be your starting quarterback?
I'm not there yet. I'm wondering a little bit why Jim Schwartz plays things the way he does. Look, they had a lot of success last year. They were a great defense last year. But hear me out here, Angelo. If you have a great defensive line, you want to try to take advantage of that by giving them a little extra time to try to get to the quarterback. If you play off coverage and as soft as the Eagles did, and I think Jalen might have been a little shell-shocked because he was supposed to have help from Malcolm Jenkins in the middle of the field on the first play, and Malcolm abandoned him, and to Malcolm's credit, he said, that was my fault. But it still looks bad for Jalen Mills when he gives up a 75-yard touchdown and he's trying to chase DeSean Jackson, has no shot, right? So I wonder if he was a little shell-shocked and was playing even softer than he should.
Yeah.
But if you play off coverage like that, you're conceding a lot of early throws, quick throws. What do you think the Colts are going to do? I mean, what do you think Andrew Luck is going to do? That's all they do is throw the ball quick underneath. And it just seemed like, I mean, Fitzpatrick, there was a couple drops, Angelo. I mean, he could have been 29 to 32 for 450 yards. I mean, it just seemed like it was easy. And on any of the routes, it seemed like Mike Evans or whoever could just run and then come back on a comeback route or a curl route, and Fitzpatrick would time. It just felt easy. I'd like to think this week that Schwartz will have those guys be a little bit, because if you get up in their face and you bump and run, you can't throw the ball quick.
No, you can't. That's right.
And wait at least a second and a half, 2 seconds until they get open because the guy's up and on them. There is no quick throw to make. And guess what? That might be all the time that Chris Long and Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham is already saying that the offensive tackle stinks, basically, and that he's going to beat them. You're going to give those guys enough time to get there. They negated the advantage they had with the defensive line by playing as soft as they did. And by the way, they still gave up 275-yard touchdowns. I mean, if we're going to get mad at a corner, you know, Mills wasn't great, Angelo. I'm almost the Darby effort to tackle O.J. Howard.
Oh,
I really, things like that really bother me. That,
all right,
that's
Ross,
what bothers me.
I need a pick. Eagles, Colts, who's winning Sunday, Ross?
Oh, the Eagles are winning the game.
I think it's
27-17. Eagles win the game by 10.
Ross Tucker knows his football. Brilliant stuff, Ross. Love you, babe. Take care.
All right, take care.
All right, on the line with us now, Al, is the truth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.